Okay. Welcome, everyone. I'm back. I'm Stefano Garzarella. I work in the Red Hat virtualization team. And in this talk, I would like to go through all the ways we have in Linux currently to emulate a VirtIO device. This talk was mainly inspired by Thomas, because last year I talked a bit about that in another talk here at FOSDEM about VHost User. And Thomas was happy about the comparison between all the way we have to emulate VirtIO devices. So I decided to go a bit deeper, and yeah, show all the pro and cons we have on all the way in Linux. So before going into the details, let's start about what is VirtIO. Maybe most of you already know everything about that, but essentially, it's an open specification. The current version is 1.3. There is the 1.4 out for public review. And what they wrote into the spec is the purpose of VirtIO is a straightforward, efficient, standard, and extensible mechanism for virtual device. So essentially, they provide, they define a specification for virtual IO. What the spec covers? So essentially, there is a first part is a core. They define the core component which each device used to do, for example, feature negotiation and that kind of things. Then there is into the spec a part to define the initialization phase for the setup. They define all the transport that VirtIO device supports. For now, we have PCI, MMIO, and channel IO. And then there is a big section for each device, so network, block, and so on. About the core components, we can say the three main components are the control path, the data path, and a way to exchange notification. The control path is mainly used for feature negotiation. So driver and devices essentially agree on which feature they need to use, because, for example, we can have a new device with a whole driver that is not able to use the new feature. So essentially, and also vice versa. So it can be a new driver and the whole device. So they do this kind of feature negotiation to agree on what to use. Then there is a configuration space, which is used to, for example, in a network card, is used to set up the MAC address. In a VSOC device, the device will tell to the guest, hey, this is your guest CID, and that kind of things. And then the configuration path is used to set up the data path. Most of the memory is always allocated by the driver, by the guest. So, like the data path, and so the guest need to tell the driver need to tell to the device, hey, here is the virt queue, and the virt queue is essentially the main part of the data path. In the picture, I draw the split virt queue, and in the spec, there is also a new version which is called packed virt queue. About the split, essentially we have three memory areas. One is the descriptor table, which mainly contains a pointer to buffers with the length of the buffer, of course, flags, that kind of things. And then we have two rings. One is the available ring, and then the other one is the used ring. The available one is used by the driver to put essentially to expose to the device a new buffer, so for example a new packet, and the used one instead is used by the device to tell to the driver, hey, I used the buffer, now you can take it and clean it or reuse or whatever. And in the packed virt queue, everything is packed into the descriptor table, mainly for hardware, because we will see now we can or even hardware are able to expose VirtIO devices, and having three different regions can produce a lot of memory access, a lot of PCI transactions. So in order to reduce that contention, they define a new format for the virt queue, which everything is packed into the descriptor table. It's a bit more complicated, but can work much, much better with hardware. And about notification, we call kick the notification from the guest to the host, so from the driver to the device, and IRQ, of course, the other way around. Devices. We have a lot of devices defined into the spec. It's an open spec,